I guess the thing that was really striking was the baseline risk of heart failure in older women. Can you talk a little bit about that and where that comes from?
In women over age 65, the largest contributor of heart failure is from diastolic heart failure with preserved LV function. The underlying etiology, hypertension. It's about 3 times higher compared to men. The most common cause of heart failure in men above age 65 is ischemic heart disease. Now, because women live longer than we do, they end up picking up a higher, greater proportion of hypertension, diastolic heart failure.
Gracie?
But when we talk about cancer patients and their treatments and they're living another 20 years and getting another disease like heart disease or dying of heart disease, doesn't that say that we have actually done our job in treating those patients and letting them live that longer?
Absolutely. And that is the difficulty we're in now. I think oncology has done such a great job of these regimens of expanding their lives that unfortunately they're going on and dying of all these other comorbidities that have been inadequately treated. So I think the baseline that we see that's high from Giordano's study and from our institution, my own experience in working with these patients is they're not going on and dying necessarily of the typical thing we've always read with anthracycline, that it's a progressive disease that leads to pump failure and death. What we're seeing is they're having MI, they're having uncontrolled hypertension, they're having diastolic heart failure. That's what we typically seeing in the and treating in our clinics every single day in the 75-year-old who has survived AC breast cancer treatment. It's not the anthracycline.